Breathing in air, the fake ain't phony, they're just seeing impaired. Cause you believe what you see or believe what ain't there. The real world is twisted and to me it ain't fair. Cause greedy people seem.
Welcome to the Voices in My Head. The intro and outro music is Western Coast by the High Council. You can check them out on SoundCloud. Welcome back. If you've been enjoying my podcast and YouTube channel, please hit that like and subscribe button. I really appreciate it. Came across this interesting article on Twitter the other day, and I know this could be just confirmation bias because I've been saying this for a while. I am on independent.co.uk. This article is dated September 14th, 2016. So it's an older article, but I found it on Twitter. The headline is, 1 in 5 CEOs are psychopaths, new study finds. Proportion of psychopaths, corporate executives, quote, similar to prison population. Now, first of all, when I read that, 1 in 5, I thought that number was very low. I would figure it was 5 out of 5. Then again, that's just my opinion. I don't think very highly of corporate America, and just my experience with senior leadership, I would say it was much higher. Now, this article is only talking CEOs, is not talking the C-suite level or senior management as a whole. And I wish if they did a study on all the senior leadership, and I think we would see this at a much higher level. So let's get into this article. Around 1 in 5 corporate bosses are psychopaths, a proportion similar to that among prisoners, according to a new study. So the prison population is made up of 20% psychopaths. A research conducted by forensic psychologist Nathan Brooks from Bond University found 21% of 261 corporate professionals had clinical significant psychopathic traits. Now, there are actual tests that will show, or at least show the possibility that someone is a psychopath. Now, I'm not sure if it's 100% accurate or it just has what percentage of psychopathic tendencies people have, but I know there are tests. And I remember reading an article a while back, probably a year or two ago, where major corporations actually administer this test and hire the psychopaths. They want people with psychopathic tendencies in leadership, especially senior leadership. And if that is true, that corporate America is doing that, then I would think this 21% is much, much higher. So let's get back to this. Characteristics such as inability to empathize, superficiality, and insincerity are all associated with this condition. I've experienced this, and I did a recent 4-part episode on an IA investigation where a sergeant out of Texas was being grilled by his chief because a former officer who was fired by the chief decided he had a breakfast with several of the officers in the department, and things were talked about that the chief didn't like being talked about. So they got the sergeant and reprimanded him for allowing his men to go to that breakfast. And I kept on pointing out how the chief was a psychopath, in my opinion. And so was the commander, who later became chief after the chief in that video retired. And in those episodes, I pointed out how I thought the commander was more of a psychopath than the actual chief. But both of them, in my opinion, were either psychopaths or sociopaths. Once again, not a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. I have no formal training, just from what I read and things I have experienced. I just saw traits in both of them and how they just made up crap to dehumanize and to shame and humiliate the sergeant, and how they nitpicked. I mean, one of it was they actually nitpicked. They took a picture of his desk. They actually took stuff out of his drawers, laid it on his desk and took a picture, and then was criticizing him for the things on his desk, even though it wasn't on his desk, it was in his drawer. And they didn't want to talk about that it was in his drawer. They talked about it was on his desk. So how they created situation, and no matter what he said, they were going to twist it around to make him be the bad guy, even when he was winning and was proving them wrong and saying, hey, you do the same things as I do. They didn't want to hear it. In police departments, the chief is basically the CEO, or at least senior management. Let's get back to this. Mr. Brooks said the findings suggested businesses should screen employees according to their personality features rather than simply their skills. Now, like I said, I read the article where businesses do screen for these psychopathic tendencies, and they tend to hire them. They favor them because they will do the dirty work. Since they cannot empathize, a CEO that cannot empathize has no trouble laying off 10-15% of the workforce. Thousands of people that no longer have a job, can't support their families, they don't care. They will go to sleep that night, sleep soundly. All they care about is getting their bonus at the end of the year. Or see the stock price rises because they have stock options. Back to the article, a type of successful psychopath who may be inclined to unethical or illegal practices has been allowed into the top ranks of companies because of the way firms hire, according to Mr. Brooks. And I don't think it's the way they hire. I think corporations actually look for this. I keep on repeating that. They want the sociopath and psychopath at these top levels because they will make the tough decisions and not care about the frontline worker. They do not care about the people that are actually making the company successful. Back to the article, along with the researchers Katrina Fitzon of Bond University and Simon Kroom of the University of San Diego, Mr. Brooks presented the study at the Australian Psychological Society's annual congress in Melbourne. Here's a quote from him. We've looked at around 1,000 people and the supply chain management study that involved 261 corporate professionals was the most interesting, he told ABC. And once again, I'm wondering on this corporate professional, is it CEOs or senior management? Back to the article, and Mr. Brooks says that figure shares similarities to what we would find in a prison population. So he's comparing CEOs to inmates. And I can see that, just that these folks have learned to hide their crimes or do it in a way where it doesn't blow back on them, where the common criminal gets caught and gets hemmed up because they're doing something blatantly illegal. Just that in America, especially America, in corporate America, you can do illegal things and get by with it because it is an acceptable crime. And I put that in air quotes because some of the things they do are technically illegal, but they get by with it because all the other corporations are doing it, unless they pull something like an Enron that totally destroys a company, and then it will blow back on them and the feds or the government comes after them. Back to the article, Scott Lilienfeld from, and there's a typo in this, I think they spelled the word Atlanta wrong because it says Atlanta's Emory University. Emory University is in Atlanta, but they spelled it wrong, who was also presenting on psychopathy at the APS Congress, told Australian news site news.au, psychopaths are overrepresented in certain occupations, politics, business, high-risk sports. The research on that is in the preliminary stages. I wonder about other ones like law enforcement. I'm wondering if law enforcement has an overrepresentation of psychopaths, sociopaths, people with abusive tendencies, God complexes, bullies, that they can use their badge and be bullies and hide behind qualified immunity and then can act out on their desire to harm or control or inflict pain on other people. And here is a quote from Scott Linfield. Being a psychopath might predispose someone to short-term success. They tend to be charming and flamboyant, which makes it easier to be successful in the short run, although that may be purchased at expense of long-term failure. Well, not at the C-level suite, because I've seen CEOs, they get fired, and then if you Google their name 6 months down the road, they're a CEO at a different company. Once you make it at that level, you can easily leave that company and go get another job, regardless of why you are fired or why you were let go. It's the exact same thing with the police. The police, someone gets fired, they quit. The next day, they're down at a police department one county over or one town over, and no one questions why they're there, even though they know why they're there. The same thing with these senior level executives. They leave their job, and the next day, they're putting their resumes out, and no one questions why you left. Very interesting article. Well, like I said before, this could be nothing more than confirmation bias, because I already believe this to be true. So when I see an article that reinforces my firmly held beliefs, it just reinforces that this article is correct because it agrees with me. I'm acknowledging that. just that this is going on. Some studies by psychiatrists and psychologists and people that actually do research in this type of arena that are saying that my personal experiences with different senior level executives is matching the science. At least that's what I want to believe, because it's goal. It just tells me that I've been correct all along. Very fascinating. And I think if companies want to change their culture, they got to start bringing in people that care more about their employees. Not sure if that's going to really happen anytime soon. Just my opinion, not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, just my opinion and personal experiences. Thanks for listening.
I could run the whole block just from walking the line. Parking is prime, these are the thoughts of my mind. And I'm a straight rider, never stop at a sign. And I'm only slowing down if I'm stopping the sign. Six figures on a check before I'm jotting a line. It goes one for the money, two for the clothes, three for the honeys, and a four for the flows. Five O's and six...